In a while.
Well, but we did it like so
long ago.
No, yeah, just a few weeks ago.
No.
Yeah, we did this like what, late January. Now it's mid February.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Hello. It's just that Phil's really tired from school.
Yeah, I've been off school for a week.
Before that.
Too much rock band.
Yeah, too much rock band. We just got finished playing rock band.
I'm so sick.
And we have Jude here again.
Yay!
Hi, Jude.
He's not on the phone.
No.
Yeah, Jude's here in person.
In the flesh.
I'm always here.
Jude, how have you been, Jude?
It's been okay.
Yeah.
How's your AIDS?
My AIDS is fine.
It's gone?
No, it's fine. It's not gone.
Dandy.
Jude, want to do some brining?
Jude doesn't know what that is.
Did you listen to that podcast you were in?
No.
The set? Oh, remember when we cut you off to talk to Derek's dad?
No. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, that's what happened, because his dad's like, hey, Derek, you want to do some brining for me?
You want to do some brining for me?
I don't ask.
I tried to find out, but then Phil was like, la, la, la.
Did you wiki that?
No,
oh.
Wiki.
La, 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 la.
Fine. No one will know what brining is.
Is Jude okay like this? Can I pick him up well?
Maybe.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we heard him, but I don't know. Things change.
Things don't
fat
change.
Man.
So fat dude.
Welcome to
Can of Nothing.
Pod.
Cast.
Number. What?
1.
2, no. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 18? 11, 12.
17?
19.
19?
19.
Android, wow. 19. Wow. Who is Android 19?
He was
the black haired guy?
I don't know. No, he was 17. 16 was the big guy with the mohawk.
Was there 19?
17, yeah. Oh, 19 was the old guy.
Oh!
Who was the human and turned himself into an android.
Who, what about the white guy?
Wasn't that Dr. Giroux?
Yeah,
he was Android Giroux.
Oh.
What about the white guy? The fat white guy.
Oh, was it 20?
Was it 20?
I think it was 20.
Clown guy.
The big fat guy.
I don't remember.
Remember when they first fought? It was Giroux and the white guy? And then he didn't want to wake up.
16,
17, 18.
I don't remember.
You're supposed to know you're the DBZ guy.
But that was like grade 6.
So? It doesn't matter. Even you were like, yeah, I download all the videos off the internet now.
Oh.
Speaking of Dragon Ball Z, I found this old site.
Planet Namek.
No. When I was at Planet Namek, there was this other like rival site that was really big.
Planet Goku.
And they're called like
Planet Goku.
And the site's back now. And then there's. Do you remember the site called the Temple of Trunks?
Was that when
DBZ was as popular as ever?
No.
Well, they're only making a live action DBZ.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But what is Nimbus? His Nimbus is like a Ford Mustang.
Really?
What?
Is it in there?
Well, I saw this picture and pointed to his car and it says Nimbus.
Whoa.
So I'm assuming the car's name is Nimbus.
That movie,
like Bumblebee,
that movie has a fan film feel to it, because it's not...
It does, yeah.
It's not like when they did Spider-Man, they try to look for someone who looks and acts like Mary Jane, and looks and acts like Peter Parker.
Oh.
And here it's like, Chow Yun-Fat, and this little guy that doesn't look like Goku. And it's like, get whoever
Master
wanted Roshi. To be in it, just
yeah,
because it's not a...
He doesn't even resemble Master Roshi. I think they're just taking the names and the whole plot of it, and just... putting it...
Making their own story?
Oh, yeah, like, you know James Masterson, what's his name?
Spike
from Angel. Yeah. He's Piccolo. Yeah.
Well, I can understand that for... Because he's kind of a green guy, so whatever.
No, but, like, Piccolo's a tall, huge guy compared to Goku. Yeah, this guy's just older and maybe a bit
taller.
Maybe
he's the old Piccolo, not the new Piccolo.
But yeah, he's supposed to be, like... Yeah, it's based on Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it's not
so it's supposed to be when he was back, like, King Piccolo before he had that...
I got you, Phil.
But still, at that time, he wasn't, like... Like, that guy looks like he's losing fat in his face.
Are you going to see Kami split into two, or...?
I don't know.
Are you going to explain that?
Care.
I don't think they're going to care that much. Just throw some guy.
So this is like a Dead or Alive...
Yeah.
But even Dead or Alive was pretty, you know...
Yeah, they tried to get the characters to at least look like them. And that was like their main thing. Well, not all of them, but... What was his name? Zach or...
Zach,
he looked exactly like the guy in the game. The big wrestler guy looked pretty close.
Yeah.
And some of the lesser characters that only showed up during that montage when they fought, like the drunken guy,
he looked.
Yeah, there was that time when there was just like that 5 minutes when they showed all the fighting, the tournament, and they showed all the characters they didn't use in the story.
Yeah, so at least they tried in that one.
And those characters looked right on, and they didn't use them
because they didn't know what to do with them.
I'm sure
because they weren't women. So Dragon Ball Z.
Number 19.
At least, he said Piccolo's gonna be green at least, so.
Nice.
That's nice.
Like green Data green, or?
Data's green?
Like Data from Next Generation.
Yeah, well, he's white.
He has the light hair.
No, he's green.
Where's his black
Data?
Leather coat?
They originally made him green, but because the team was so funky, he turned out to be white. That's why in all the movies he's like kinda green.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But is he gonna have like the muscle stuff?
Oh, the pink muscles?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably not. Probably not.
But I saw, like,
what's the budget for the movie? $2?
$30 million?
Well, they're filming in Mexico, so maybe it's not that much.
No, but I know it's pretty expensive, though, because they have a lot of, CGI
special effects,
stuff.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think they could do, you know, the power-up thing when they have the aura around them?
But that's not yet.
No, but, like, they have remember in Dragon Ball, they had a white aura.
Yeah,
they didn't have,
like
the colored Super Saiyan thing. Who knows? Maybe Master Roshi will do it.
Yeah, Master Roshi would do
it. He'll turn huge.
Tie out his muscles. Yeah.
Oh,
Green Destiny.
Who's Oolong?
I don't know.
Oolong's not in it. Danny DeVito.
He's gonna shapeshift.
Oolong. And Nanny Puar.
If
they have Yamcha.
Small cat.
I think they have,
They might have Pilaf.
Mai, remember Mai?
Oh, right.
There's Shu and Mai.
Shu and Mai.
I think Mai is in there.
Which one's Mai?
The Asian girl, tall girl. There's Pilaf,
the
Shu,
and
Mai.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Right.
Are they going to have the dog guy?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Anything animal-free, they're not going to have.
Oh.
But there's lots of them.
Yeah, they said they're taking out all the animals.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even the dragon?
The dragon's the only
animal. Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about the dragon and the Dragon Balls themselves. Like, are they in the movie?
No, they are. They'll probably have to find them with his...
Probably at the end, everything goes wrong, then, okay, we got all the Dragon Balls. Happy ending.
They wish for time to be turned back.
And then Goku goes Super Saiyan 4.
Pair of underwear!
That's good.
That's our most anticipated movie of the year.
Really?
It was on some guy's movies list. He had all these good movies, and number one was Dragon Ball. I'm like, wow, I'm like, you really...
Well, I said I was looking forward to that more than everything else, because I don't know what's going to happen in
it. I would...
Because I don't...
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, like, they release a lot of stuff for Iron Man and Batman. You kind of know that it's gonna be cool.
Topicless!
Well, don't do anything to those shirts. We got to send them back, maybe. Move them over.
I'll come in, Chris.
Throw them on the floor there.
Did I hit the floor?
We got
there?
Those shirts from our new store, and they messed up the design so bad.
Is there a topicless this time?
Yeah.
Look at this.
What the hell is that?
It's Trashimation.
But is it supposed to be...
No.
Oh, okay.
They messed it up, so I have to email them, and they'll have to fix it and give us new shirts.
Yep, okay.
How come you switched stores?
We didn't switch stores, we just added more stores to our account.
Oh, okay.
So then we could have more designs.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, never mind what we said. There's nothing wrong with the...
go buy.
buy an Ashby shirt.
Ashby shirt, I'll buy, yeah.
No, they're all fine. Just buy an Ashby.
Oh, right,
shirt.
Right.
Just,
they're all good.
Ashby's
the best. Spread the message with Ashby. So that's why I buy that one.
Is there a kind of nothing site on the Ashby one?
Chris had it.
No, the URL.
I like to see.
No, it's not on there.
You know what? I was thinking that Ashby wasn't going to be smiling. I thought he was going to have the teeth and the fangs.
It's funnier when he's smiling.
I don't know. It's like smoke and die, and he's smiling.
Yeah,
that's like the illusion.
Blah. No.
I didn't like it. Phil's recommendation.
Good job. Nice call. I like it.
Whatever.
If I could see it.
I guess while we're on movies, we might as well start with our first topic.
Can't email.
Why Cloverfield sucked.
What?
Why Cloverfield sucked.
I don't think it sucked.
I thought it sucked.
I actually went and looked into the background information. It's pretty interesting. I guess me and Cameron are the only ones who thought it
no,
was.
No, like,
I didn't hate it.
I
was there and I had to close my eyes.
Oh, yeah, because you got...
Not because I was scared.
Definitely not.
If you get motion sickness, don't go see that movie.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people got sick during that movie. like people in the theater workers had to clean up a lot of barf.
Wow, okay, I wasn't
and,
that bad.
And there were people who had to walk out
like,
a lot.
It's understandable, though, because the first 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. And there was an article in the Toronto Star about why people are getting sick in that movie, and it had the whole scientific thing about
it. Oh, come on. I mean, that's great for them, man.
Yeah.
So you seriously didn't like it?
I just put that for fun, but I didn't think it... I was disappointed with it.
What were you expecting? Like, more of a monster movie?
No, more about the monster.
Yeah, about the monster, then.
Well, that's the background stuff.
No,
but I guess you're right.
But like, even if you followed the marketing thing they did before, you don't know any more than someone who didn't follow it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
but you end up not knowing more than what you.
The only thing that.
But they explained why that girl blew up, though. Kind of.
Really, I didn't read about that.
Yeah.
Why'd she blow up?
You know, like Chris is getting bored.
Who cares?
Okay. Basically, you know the slusho.
Yeah.
Thing, right? They put that sea nectar on the sea, right? Right? And that's kind of a steroid, and the monster ate that. And so, I guess,
Yeah, see, I don't get it.
She's infected like a steroid, she blows up. Because the monster's actual size is because of the thing.
I kind of figured that drink had to do with it.
Yeah.
Because I remember reading that they said they found the secret ingredient
sea nectar. And then the monster ate that to become big.
Wow.
And there's a sequel, supposedly, in the works.
Yeah.
What?
And I heard... Okay, this is the bad thing I heard about the sequel.
Uh-oh.
The director said, well, the sequel, it's still the same monster movie, except we're kind of going back in time and following a different group of people during the same time. So I'm thinking Cloverfield 2 is Cloverfield 1 with
different
characters.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll see one of the characters in the first one.
They'll just run by the background.
I know.
Rob! And then we follow these other people.
It's like, what are they yelling about?
I wish it gave more, like, I was kind of, like...
The two camera guys look at each other. Huh?
It's probably someone stealing a camera from that electronics store.
Or maybe this time they'll have less of a budget, so they'll have a guy with a still photo camera, and the whole movie will be like, flash, flash,
oh my gosh, oh my god, oh my god. And all you see is just a picture of someone's foot.
And there's not even any talking, because the government just found these photos and they're looking through a picture book.
For 2 hours.
It's like, President, look what we found.
How much more?
There's monsters like...
Oh my god! Oh my god! It's alive!
And it's like a slow-mo thing of the person exploding. Yeah, that won't be good.
So
I don't think I'll see
it.
What
did
you like about it?
All of it. I like the idea that it was real, but aside from that...
No, even the fact that it was real kind of threw you off.
Yeah, but...
Real.
I thought when they were going to go to the military, I thought they were going to explain at least a little.
Yeah.
Probably a little explanation, but...
But then the military is just like, no, we don't have time for you. Go away. And for some reason, everybody in that movie is dumb. Like, even that the military guy was like, okay, you're not supposed to leave, but I'm going to let you go.
You didn't even give him a weapon. Give him a weapon.
I know, give him a gun. You got so many.
You shoot the big monster's neck.
The little baby ones.
Oh, the baby ones. Okay.
And then, what's it called? When that girl had that thing stabbed in her?
What?
Yeah.
And then they pulled her out, right? And all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, she was perfectly fine.
Like, oh,
she can run miles.
But it was like, it was right over here. It wasn't even here.
Yeah,
was,
but
like,
still, the fact is,
I know,
she's hurt.
Did you see her?
Her loss of blood.
I fall off my bike and scrape my knee. I gotta live a while. She has like holes in her
chest.
Once
they leave the building, that's
you know
it.
What?
She's
she must
fine.
Have had some slush on the way.
Yeah. And how come there's no other monsters who are grew out of that slush
thing. I don't know. They didn't... Because you know that part towards the end of the movie where I didn't catch it, where something fell into the sea, apparently? You know what I'm talking about.
Well, that was the satellite.
Yeah, I thought it was a monster, so it'd make sense. It'd be like, it's like,
I remember
it's
people
like a
were saying,
or something.
Oh, the monster fell from space, sea. So it's an alien.
That's what I thought.
Like, no, if you read the viral marketing, they said there was a satellite company that lost one of its satellites in the water and they couldn't find it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't see what that has to do with the monster.
I remember the very first viral thing was like an alien, like, it's like a box. Like an alien thing. So I'm like, oh, cool, an alien movie. And then it's like...
That would have been more interesting, actually.
It's a box.
Because then we get just a solid explanation that it's an alien.
Do you think... What do you think is better, Cloverfield or, like, American Godzilla?
What do you mean? Oh.
That's sort of two evils.
Well,
Godzilla had
that one,
Daddy.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And it starred Matthew Broderick,
and
so...
And Jeff Goldblum.
And that French guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's genre.
So Godzilla wins.
Yeah, Godzilla.
I think I'd be able to watch Godzilla more than Cloverfield.
Is
like
it,
on repeat viewings.
Is it weird that I actually like Godzilla? I watched it like about 2 or 3 times.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, I didn't
think
it was.
A lot of
good.
Didn't like it.
The only thing I didn't like about it was that explanation why she went there is because she's pregnant.
Well,
yeah.
It's at least they try to explain it like Cloverfield. It's like, oh, it's just here.
Well, see, like Godzilla in the Japanese movies, it says because of the bombs that came there, and
right.
It grew out of that stuff, so it's in Japan.
Right.
It's not like there were nuclear explosions in New York.
No, but there were nuclear explosions in France. That's why the French guy was there.
Oh, yeah,
the
I remember
French,
that. French.
They came from that ocean thing, or whatever.
Godzilla's French.
But
yeah.
It's still, like, swam over.
Yeah, no, I don't know why it migrated to New York.
Godzilla looked better than all the other versions.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I was saying. It was awesome. I like the part where he climbed on top of the Empire State Building and all got and King Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The half was bad. They should have done that with Cloverfield.
They should have.
The monster.
What was
like
the Cloverfield
anyway.
Monster? What was it exactly? Like half spider, half.
No,
monster?
They don't even explain it.
It's.
They don't explain.
Are you serious?
There's sketches and pictures of different things that go around the internet, but no one's sure which is the real one.
No, I know which is the real one.
And they released, like, a supposed picture of the action figure that's going to come out soon.
No, I mean, like,
well,
there's actual pictures if you go. I've seen it.
What about the breathing thing?
It looks more...
It looks like a lizard with lots of long legs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then kind of like a mermaid-y kind of tail?
No, its tail is like a regular tail.
Oh, is it?
It's
okay, I saw the wrong thing then.
Yeah, you probably did. The only thing which sticks is like that, this kind of breathing thing up here.
So those
like,
weren't his eyes, right?
No,
okay.
It's got its own set of eyes. And it's got like, I think, 2 or 3 arms here.
Does it have like a mouth in a mouth like the alien?
No, it's just it's like a jaw.
Because I was reading a review and they compared it to the alien from Aliens, and they're like,
the
because of the mouth thing that comes out, blah, 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 blah. I didn't know what they're talking about.
See, it's hard because even in the movie, you don't even see it properly, which kind of pissed me off, too.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, just
assume. That was the draw for everybody. What's the monster going to look like? If you read, like, anything, before the movie came out, everyone's like, okay, what's this monster going to look like? I think it looks like this, I think it looks like that.
And remember that whale sketch? I'm not sure if you've seen it, that really famous whale sketch.
Whales?
No,
whale.
It's a whale, like a mutated whale.
And it has the picture of the Statue of
Liberty
and the guy comparing it.
Yeah. It was pretty... I would have liked that.
Mutated whale.
Mutated whale. Although, why would it attack New York? Because it's pregnant.
Free Willy. Free. Or four.
Rob.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Rob, watch out! And all the parasites fall on top of him. And then
Michael
Jackson's like...
And the Buff Daddy's there for some reason.
Come with me.
Monster movie, time for me to shine.
I like the vote or die thing from so far.
Oh, that's smart. It should be Buff Daddy. Cloverfield 2, Buff Daddy.
Yeah.
It's his creation. You guys didn't vote? This is what happened to you. New York didn't vote. Now go.
Here's your turn, Sandwich.
But why is the movie called Cloverfield?
Oh, what the that army teams dispatched to destroy the monster. Their code name was Cloverfield.
I thought it was because of what happened to
Mr. Cloverfield,
Central Park.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Then there's clovers growing
that's
out.
That's what I thought too. But
because they said they're gonna nuke the Central Park, right?
Well, fire carpet bomb.
Yeah, so like nothing will really grow.
Yeah, that was basically my first.
I thought it was the name of the monster.
Yeah, we thought Mr.
Yeah,
that's what Derek said.
Everyone called it Cloverfield. What are the reviews? Let's call the monster Clover.
I heard that was really just the temporary name, And yeah, it's like a street name, but then people caught on to it. And he's like, and they're like, whatever. Okay, well, people know it by that now, so we'll just call it Cloverfield. If we had something else in mind that was probably cooler. Exactly. Made more sense. That's working into the movie now.
The ending also kind of, like, you know, ticked me out, because they didn't really explain anything about who was playing the video, why they were playing the video.
The government. I want to know how they found that. And how the video survived.
Well, yeah, well, it was buried under rocks, right?
I thought at least we'd see, like, okay, the military discovering it.
Here's the thing. Rock, camera, rock.
No, yeah, but it could form, like, a perfect,
yeah, like,
you
that,
know,
yeah. Cause, perfect cause bubble. When you see, yeah, the, like, when you see the thing getting hit, you just see, like, rocks going softly on it. Like,
that's such a, like, what are the chances of that happening when the people got smushed?
I know.
Yeah. Well, people are bigger than a camera.
Well, they're holding the camera.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're...
just tell them your name.
Oh, I hated that.
Just tell them your name. Just tell them your name. We're going to talk.
What was the point in that? I mean, was that to recognize the bodies? In case you didn't know.
I had a good day.
Oh, shit.
So go watch Cloverfield. That'll spoil the whole movie.
Well, like, what's there to spoil? Yeah, monster comes, destruction, and the story.
That's it. Mm.
And that's another thing I didn't like. There really was no story.
Yeah, I didn't like. Okay.
It was more character development.
It was like, okay, we have these certain things we have to show. And
shut up! I don't care about anything else but my ex-girlfriend. I know this stuff.
And there's no real development in the story or the characters.
And like, he didn't really care too, because you know that when he told his friend, like when they were following him, he was like, "No, you guys are going to get hurt." And he's like, "Oh shit, whatever, I don't care." I know. It's like he didn't even care. Like,
we made our choice, Rob.
Well, you even remember the names.
I know.
I know. I only know Rob. Robin Hood.
All I know is Lily.
Lily.
And well, the brother was like girl, Jason, right? Or something, right?
Yeah, she was a girl.
One of the girls. Who was the other girl?
Beth. Oh. See, he remembers it all.
Wow.
He's a true JJ fan.
Even though you don't like it, you're so
much. Aren't they trying to get the original director and Abrams back for it? Because I know it's under negotiations.
I probably won't see a sequel.
I'll see it anyway.
We'll see it.
Because I like
the we probably will, yeah.
I won't be able to.
I'll see it at some point at least, but like, I don't really feel like going to the theater to pay to see it now.
Yeah.
Just now. I didn't have to pay. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome, Phil. Yeah. Originally, it was given to Phil.
Yeah.
But then
I didn't have any money.
Yeah. I was supposed to buy tickets for Jude and Cameron.
But then I met Chris.
But then apparently Cameron bought his own ticket.
Oh.
Right.
Way to go, Cameron.
I know.
So,
and then Cameron lost his wallet.
He did?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're not informed. He said he lost his wallet.
Yeah.
After we saw the movie.
Thanks for saying that again. That's like the second time already.
What? Pointing out that Chris is going to
Yeah, that's
okay. Don't worry. You'll get it eventually.
All right. So are we off Cloverfield now? We've been
talking for like
20 minutes.
Hope you enjoy that, Cloverfield fans.
So, about Dragon Ball too.
Even though we don't like it.
Alright, so, Tom Clist, or anything else you want to say?
What?
Anything that's been going on before we move on?
Cloverfield
2
is
going to
be like Cloverfields.
Fields?
What?
So, you know Cloverfield 2? So
Cloverfield. Oh, yeah. Ha ha ha.
Buzzing.
And then they'll call the one after that Cloverfield 3. And then they'll have Cloverfield Resurrection.
Yeah. And Extinction.
Cloverfield versus Predator.
That might be interesting. I would see that.
Did you see Alien versus AVP Requiem?
I watched 5 minutes and I got bored.
Oh, really? You were looking forward to that one, though.
I was, but I got bored.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, actually the first one was good towards the end where, like, yeah, the Predator made that armor for her.
I didn't see it. I'm not really interested in Predator.
Phil saw Predator.
Barely.
Arnold and Lando.
I like the Danny Glover.
Wasn't Lando?
It was
Apollo.
Apollo. Oops.
Are they the same?
No.
They're not.
No.
Okay.
Danny
well,
Glover.
I mean, Lando's up there.
Where's Apollo?
In Return of the Jedi.
Apollo's in Golden Compass.
Was it?
No.
Oh.
There were no black people in Golden Compass.
Why not?
It's true.
Because they're in England.
Just like in...
Where there are no black people.
Harry Potter had black people.
That's different.
Lord of the Rings had black people.
Harry Potter's more real world.
But that's Middle Earth.
Yeah.
So black people...
Black people are like in Ghetto Earth.
Ghetto Earth.
We just offended more people. Amazing.
All right.
This is great.
Releases. We have no releases.
Yay!
Yay, no releases.
Sorry. Hey, was your Was your one movie a month just for last year, or does it...
I was going to do it this year, too, but then January went by and nothing came out, so it's over.
Because I don't have internet, so they know that I can't talk about it. Chris can't talk about it in the podcast.
Well, you still managed to get Power Rangers and stuff, and yeah, but you can't hear it.
I already watched it. I had internet.
Oh.
And until, like, the one day.
Oh, yeah, that came out in December, right?
Yeah.
All right, so sorry for no movies this month.
Whatever.
Oops.
But we'll have stuff coming very soon.
Oops.
All right, so upcoming.
Today, high definition.
Today
high
we
definition.
Just...
High definition.
Yeah, today we filmed a movie called HD.
High definition.
That's why Jude's here. We got him to film his part.
Yeah, I remember from number 17, where Phil makes... When we're talking to Jude, and then Phil makes him talk about the line.
Makes him say a line.
Yeah. Well, Jude did it for real this time.
Yeah.
How was that, Jude?
He didn't know it was feel good.
It felt very good.
Was it better than Cloverfield?
Oh, so much better. 5 out of 5 G's on that.
Yeah, so that...
I actually saw Enchanted, which was better than Cloverfield.
Sweet. Yeah, you gave it 5.
Oh, yeah,
right.
5 out of 5. G's. But it was... I like the HD thing. It was... I want to see what it's about, though. I want to see how it turns out.
Oh.
It's going to be like Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Just like fake trailers.
Fake trailers. And like all this like viral marketing.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What is HD?
What am I looking
at? At the end we say we're in HD, so what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
So when will that be off, though, this month?
Hopefully, yeah. It's not a long thing. It's really...
Oh, I know.
It should be like...
The script is like one page.
I came for one day and I finished.
Yeah. Like, at most,
dedicated
it'll be
work.
1 minute. So,
woo!
I don't know.
Hard workers.
Just a small thing.
And what about Derek?
Derek, you have Subcultured 6 coming out. How's that going?
I almost finished all the drawing. And Phil's recorded.
Is Borbisha in it?
No.
Ever since I heard the name Borbisha, I wanted to be...
Well, Dr. Payne is doing his thing.
What?
Remember he said...
Let's not plug other people's work.
Okay.
But you plug in Mega 64 and Justin all the time.
Yeah, but they're cool. Okay. Don't worry, he skips the emails.
Right.
We should say that again later.
Okay. Remind me.
Okay. When we get to Dr. Payne's email, I'll be like, that's when you say, oh yeah, Dr. Payne is working on something. And then that's when you can do it again.
Speaking of Mega 64, they just did a podcast at Disneyland. That was
so
cool. They went on rides and talked about stuff.
For 1 hour?
About 30, 40 minutes.
Wow.
Talk about what?
Because they do it every week now, so they're like, we're going to cut it short. Just
really? Once a week?
Yeah.
Wow. We're in competition now.
But we have like these monster ones every month, so. Okay. Last month, 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
That was the longest podcast ever.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of Rock Band.
A little too long.
Not even because of Rock Band. We played like 4 times.
Yeah, but okay, add that up. That's like 4 minutes each song. It's like more than half an hour.
16 minutes. Yeah, we just talked a lot.
Can we go about Rock Band?
Not even about Rock Band.
Oh. Jude, what was your impressions of Rock Band?
I like it. If I had someone to play it, I'd actually buy it, but I don't.
Yeah.
Chris was worrying us that because you didn't really like Guitar Hero, so he's like, Jude's not really going to like playing Rock Band.
I mean, I have a choice of something other than the guitar, so I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you like the drums better than, or vocals?
They're both... vocals I have to get used to.
Vocals is fine. Everyone can sing.
Vocals is fine, yeah.
Vocals is cool because there's so many different ways you can sing a song, but when you're playing the instrument, you have to play it that way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you mess
you
up.
Fail.
You know what you guys have to do when you play the drums? You have to learn how to do the tricks. Like, you know, when you do like that and then, like, flip over the thing to the other side.
And when it's not your turn, you have to spin the thing and stand up.
Stand up and start the sticks.
And use your head as a stick.
Yeah.
Alright.
Pretty good.
Woo! Subculture 6, right?
Woo!
Right. Probably later this month.
Did Shusun do her lines?
No, only Phil's recorded. I didn't do anything. She didn't do anything yet.
Did you ask her to?
Yeah.
Oh, so she hasn't done it.
It's in the works.
Lazy.
She's like your regular female character now, right?
Yeah.
I want what's her face back?
Kagome?
No. What was her name? Is that
Rebecca?
I can't even remember her name.
No, her fake name.
Oh, Azure.
Azure. There, yeah.
Asher is from Ashby, just the Lily girl.
Oh, okay.
The English girl.
Yeah.
He has a crush on her.
That's why Phil has a crush on her.
Bring her back.
Like you should have heard in one of the podcasts.
Remember on my MSN where I have that quote? We're on two different...
Oh, yeah.
I
can swim.
I posted that in the forum.
Yeah.
But Phil, he was really lusty that day.
Was he?
It was...
Is he, like, just imagining her, or is it a picture or something?
He's just thinking of all these pickup lines.
I know.
Almost everything turned into her. That's pretty good. You should listen to it.
But I won't. won't. That one line is good enough for me.
Yeah. All right.
I'm confident in all of his
lines. That was the tamest one.
Yeah. Oh, my. Maybe that's why she's stopped.
She doesn't even listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
oh, yeah?
She's not.
That's like, kind of sad. The people you hired, they don't watch her. The stuff
except Shoot Side.
Well, that's why.
I mean, she's a fan already. She's here. So.
Maybe she just likes the opportunity.
She'll watch it anyways.
That's why she's better.
So what, was that the only
she doesn't have the credentials.
I know. Okay.
And she doesn't have a blog.
We want the semi-pros.
Semi-pros.
Phil's already a semi-pro. He's already voice acting.
We should just break into voice acting now.
Yeah, okay.
Let's follow the South Park, guys. We have the show. We do a lot of the voices. Now let's just make the Christmas special that'll get recognized by Comedy Central.
That's what Subcultured 4 was supposed to be.
Three.
Oh, three, yeah.
Three, yeah, no, four, right?
I don't know.
Four.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Did I send it to CBS or something?
CBS.
What was the Canadian CBC. One? CBC. There you go.
CBC. Comedy.
CBC.
Space Channel.
Space Channel. City TV.
Comedy now.
A family channel.
My TV.
What's my TV?
Why?
That's Buffalo.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's their
TV,
new
Buffalo.
Thing.
Oh, yeah?
Fox is like, my TV.
Much music.
All right. Speaking of much music, did you guys watch that Robin Black Cage Fighter thing?
I saw one episode.
No. Wasn't there only one episode? Because after that, that's all I saw. I didn't they're not even showing it anymore.
He wanted to be a fighter.
He's so lame though. Like he's
a mixed martial arts.
He's like a skinny little wimp.
He's like some rock
did he
guy.
Win?
Canadian.
I don't know.
You just saw him like train for a bit, and then
yeah, he was training with some kind of champ.
Yeah, George St. Pierre.
And then he's like, oh, I got hit by a champ. That was pretty cool.
Okay.
And then he was training one time, and he says, oh, my rib kind of hurts. It's kind of hard to breathe. So he went to the back. He's like, started crying. I have to sing tomorrow, and it's hard to breathe, and I have to keep on training. And he started crying. I'm like, okay.
Very good.
I don't know why he's doing that.
I don't know.
But yeah, I only saw one episode after that.
Canceled.
I thought it was going to be like a series.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe we just don't know when it's on.
Wrong with that other show on Much Music, Beck.
Beck?
Oh, Beck, the anime.
Yeah, the anime. Is that
oh, similar? I've seen that.
It's finished.
Oh, okay.
They showed it twice.
Was that a like Japanese anime or like American
Japanese.
Anime? No, it was Japanese anime.
Oh.
It was kind of boring the first two episodes. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, the whole thing was kind of boring, but it gets better later on.
Does it?
Phil didn't like it.
I saw like one episode.
Still doesn't like anything anime anymore.
Oh.
Speaking of anime, DBZ. There's a Batman thing coming out that's anime.
Really?
It's supposed
serious?
To, it's by Bruce Timm, who worked on the Batman animated series from the 90s.
Oh,
and he,
cool.
Him and like a bunch of other writers
from
and directors.
Teen Titans?
They I don't remember the names. And they hired
Go!
Japanese animators to do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to tell some stories Avatar. That happen between Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
Oh, really?
Batman.
But it comes out, like, after The Dark Knight, so...
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it, like, just a few episodes?
So the...
I think it's four episodes.
Oh, okay.
So the guy's coming back? The original voice actor for Batman?
I don't know.
Oh. Or is that... Because
he was in Justice League.
Yeah. Well, I don't
know.
Was it? Kevin Conroy.
He's cool.
Robin. Terry.
Terry.
You're not fit to be Batman, Terry.
Terry.
So old. What's his dog's name?
I forgot.
Spy. Rush.
Alfred.
Spy.
Terry.
Alfred. Terry.
Terry.
Anyway. Back to the topic list. Generation Asthma and Variety Show Progress. Generation Asthma.
That's their bad.
I
had to write some music for school, so I finished one song, and I got 7 out of 10.
Ooh.
That's not good.
70%.
Said,
you know, Filipinos only accept 80% higher.
That's the
Chinese are like 85%.
I saw this show on Showcase with Billy Ray Cyrus, and it was about some Chinese kid who was trying to live up to what his dad's expectations in school.
Why was Billy Ray Cyrus in it?
I don't know.
Is he the blind wrestling
I just saw
teacher?
The end when the kid goes up to his dad. Dad, I'm sorry, I didn't do well. No, I love you, son. It's okay. Just be yourself. Blah blah blah. And then Billy Ray Cyrus is like. Yeah, smiling in the background.
My daughter's
and then he's typing an email to his dad or something. I don't know. It's one of these shows, like Touched by an Angel, where there's some overall message at the end.
Oh, it sounds like a movie.
Sweet.
I don't know. I just caught the last 5 minutes.
Was it real?
Was it reality?
It's acting.
Like, why is Billy Ray Cyrus going
No, he's a, it's a fictional show.
Pretty sure he hates every other
Anyways, Generation Asthma. The song. It's I'm not gonna tell you what it's about or what it's called.
Chinese cowboys.
Plus the little it uses.
And Billy Cyrus.
Billy Cyrus comes in.
90%.
He's doing backup vocals.
It's a synth song. It's a lot of synth.
Oh, freeze pop.
Not really.
My brain power.
We got some. It was cool. It was cool to play it in class because we got some live reviews from people. People were like, it was funny and.
And didn't you say everyone else's were like emo songs or whatever?
Yeah, everyone else's songs were like, I'm sad, I miss my girlfriend, and I'm in love.
Really?
Yeah. One person had like this cool Jamaican beat, and that was awesome. But it was still like, I'm in love, I'm in love.
You have to actually sing and stuff.
You should just rip up Under the Sea.
Well, I got Derek to sing for mine.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not really sure what the rules are. But I have to write it and play the. This.
What? That was Phil's request.
People run all over town.
Their heads are rolling.
Yeah, he said some of the lyrics didn't work as well as others. So,
that's kind of subjective, though.
Yeah.
I like them.
Oh, well. So, that one, when we have another song ready, we'll release both.
Next
is Variety Show Progress. We have a bunch of stuff written, and me and Derek, on Monday, we actually filmed something.
Yeah.
So, do you want to explain? Should we explain what it's called? Or?
Yeah, it's called Eating Things with Derek. And if you remember, in Eating...
Well, no. What? Yeah, if by that title, you can kind of guess what's going to happen.
It's me eating...
Things with Derek.
It was so gross. Phil brought this can of cream of chicken soup.
What? Spoiling
it. Spoil
it.
Okay. Needless to say, I ate something and it's gross.
It's called Eating Things with Derek, and that's all it is. It's probably going to be like 30 seconds of that.
Inspired by my work.
Inspired by Chris's work.
Yeah. Yeah. That part in Eat Me, that's
green crap.
Did you watch Eat Me?
Oh, okay.
I watched that Sunny G thing. The camera drank all that stuff at the end.
Oh, yeah. But
that's not in HD.
That
was funny. Derek's mom comes in the kitchen while we're filming. She's like, why do all your movies have to do with food?
Phil has a food fetish.
Yeah, baby.
We haven't done that much with food, though. There was
just recently,
Eat Me and this one. And
maybe it's just bad timing.
That was it, really.
And the Chef Boyardee.
Oh, yeah. Something in Batman. This also goes back to a Batman thing.
And there was supposed to be the Jello thing, right?
Jello.
Where you teach me how to cook.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of food in the Batman episode.
And the M&M's, or the Smarties in
which we ended up cutting
food,
out.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
Sunny G, drink.
Food is fun to work with. When you just get messy with food, that's when it becomes funny.
Yes.
And Pompeo, here's an apple. See?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of food.
That wasn't me, so.
You should just film in Mandarin one day.
Yeah, go Mandarin.
Just go nuts.
Just eat.
Look at all this stuff.
Come to Mandarin.
HD.
Are you? Are you in HD? Mandarin?
The language or the rest
of it? Oh, no.
Now we're just going crazy.
I was watching the South Park episode where he built the wall.
The shitty one.
This my board, Dad. Hey, so he told me. Every time Chinese build wall, there's Mongolians.
Goddamn Mongolians. Break down my shitty wall.
Stan.
Sweet and sour.
Your name is Stan. Yeah, I know, Stan Marsh. That's right, Stan Marsh.
Next song.
All right, no more tangents.
Lots of tangents.
Variety show.
Brain power.
Yeah, we have another one coming, another skit called Intervention that was written by Derek, and it's pretty much ready to film.
It seems like everything's written by Derek and then directed by Phil.
Yeah. Well, I wrote Eat Me. Eating with Derek, I mean.
Didn't Derek write Eat Me?
I wrote Eat Me.
No, I meant Eating Things with Derek.
Oh.
I said Eat Me by accident. But yeah, I haven't written anything in a while, so that's
HD.
Why. Well, other than that.
High definition.
But see, like, I haven't written anything significant since Batman, really.
Wow. What about Batman 2?
Batman
most
2
of that was
Derek.
most of that was Derek, yeah. I just gave him ideas. Oh. And Derek offered me the opportunity to write some episodes for this next sort of season of Subcultured, but I said I don't really think I can write, so I just threw some ideas.
Well, why don't you do Amazing Guys? Come on.
So I gave Derek the idea the to remember that.
Remember Derek saying seasons are always in 3 episodes for a reason, guys? So when you did 1 for the next season, so you gotta do other 2.
Well, I don't know. I don't really feel like doing an action figure movie.
Me neither.
It's kind of tedious to work with action figures.
Actually, it's pretty fast.
Because even though... yeah. No, but like... For the way I do things, it'd probably be hard. Because you're
Turn the light that way.
Like you hold the camera and you act it out. Or you set the camera out. Me, I'd be like, okay, this angle and that angle, put the light here and there.
See, but it's worth it in the end when you do all that stuff. Because my stuff all looks all crappy.
Well, just by default, HD makes everything look better.
That's true.
Yeah.
Next on the topic.
All right, and intervention, Chris is going to be a woman.
Yeah.
Stop spoiling me.
Oh, sexy.
Yeah, and we have...
Is it like the show Intervention, or is it something going to be...
No, it has nothing to do.
There's a show called Intervention?
Yeah. It's like, we're like these drug
I can't, I have a drinking problem.
Yeah, and then they show them drinking.
And then
they don't stop. They don't stop.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Is that on MTV?
No.
Oh, okay. I saw something else then.
Annie, yeah, there you go.
It's like a reality show.
I thought
you said
not to watch MTV.
Yeah. No, I've seen. I thought it was on MTV, though.
MTV Cribs.
Hello.
Look at my house.
Check out my pool with 6.
Anyway.
Pools.
Anyway.
No more tangents.
We're coming to my house. Okay,
more tangents.
Credits, bro. Like every episode's the same. Look at all my stuff.
Look at my car.
That's it.
Look at my fridge with no
food in it. Yeah. There's always one person who says, well, everyone else on MTV Cribs shows what's in their fridge, so I guess I better do it too. Well, I got drinks and ketchup.
I have Corona.
All right, let's move on.
That's a Corona.
Corona.
Oh, look at my car collection. I love my cars. This is the one I drive all the time. This is a family car. This one I just have. I never use it.
This is my heroin kit.
Don't tell anyone. And they show that, like, kind of, you know, that replay.
Oh, and they always have to have, and here's my bedroom. This is where the magic happens. Oh, not really. There was one guy who, I forget, I think he was in some punk band. And they're going to walk to the next room. He's like, well, MTV Cribs always does the slow-mo, fast-mo walking, so I'm just going to act it out. And he starts going. And they just cut to the stairs of no one.
I've been so pissed off.
And then they slow-mo him again, like twirling around and stuff. Yeah.
Great.
All right.
No more tangents.
Bobby Fischer's death, memories and experiences. Bobby Fischer died last month.
The Jaws guy, right?
The chess.
No!
Oh, I
said don't defile his memory.
Oh, sorry, the Jaws guy.
The chess grandmaster. Former grandmaster.
Grandmaster.
He was awesome.
Sexy. Yeah, that's what they call him. The best chess guy. Grandmaster.
Yeah.
Sexy.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Chess.
Bobby Fischer died, and it was overshadowed by Heath Ledger because he died like 2 days
later. Maybe Heath Ledger stole his thunder. He's like, oh shit.
I know.
Bobby Fischer's been like nowhere for the last like 10 years.
But he's smarter than Heath Ledger.
How do you know?
He's accomplished more than Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger was in Batman.
He was more important to the world
Ledger
because of
What do you mean? Brokeback Mountain.
I know.
Broke into the
Academy.
Gay acting
thingies.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with
Ang
Lee.
Ang Lee. No, but see, Cartman in South Park already brought up the gay cowboys in independent films way before Brokeback Mountain came out. So.
And Brokeback Mountain's like based on a poem?
Yeah. Just like Beowulf. Stupid movie.
Yeah, Beowulf.
That movie put me to sleep.
But Beowulf is supposed to be like a story.
It's a poem about... It's like the story
poem.
Of...
It's an epic
It's like 100 pages long.
I know.
And then they wrote
Why
a book out of it.
Why call it a book?
And then they wrote a movie out of it.
Well, it's all written like...
Wait, are you talking about Brokeback Mountain or Beowulf?
Beowulf.
Okay.
Brokeback Mountain was like one page with a few lines
And then Ang Lee was like, what if they were gay?
Weren't they gay?
Really?
No, in the original
in the poem
it was just...
We are gay cowboys. We feel
But then Ang Lee and some other guy was like, well, what if they were gay? And then they changed it up.
Ang Lee's married. Why is he thinking about this stuff?
Why not? He's married. He has nothing else to think
about.
He's,
yeah,
so he's like,
secure.
It's like he only has one girl, so it's like, okay.
You sure about that?
So what if I had men?
I know, exactly.
He's experimenting.
Well, great.
Good for him.
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good for him. Everyone should do that.
Good job, Ang Lee.
Good job.
So we're going to make our own? I have the cowboy hat.
No more tangents. And then you Phil can wear the China man hat.
Yeah. It's gonna be like a
interracial.
It's like a Jackie Chan movie, Shanghai Noon.
Oh, but
it's gay.
Part together. 3.
They were gay in Shanghai.
But this time, what if Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson were gay?
I tell you something, Jackie.
What's he say?
Kata! Kata!
Kata! Kata! Don't sit out of the door.
Don't steal my Jackie!
He comes to the past.
Check it out.
The love triangle.
That's gross. I don't know what's going on.
No, that's all right. It's good.
I would watch
that.
It's
how long are we going? We're going 44 minutes.
No
we're,
more Ted.
We're actually doing pretty good this time. We're not going too long.
What do you mean? No more Ted.
No, we could go. We just don't
want we're almost at the end of the list.
Are we really? Oh my god.
Because we didn't have much that came out. And
don't have much upcoming.
Okay. Free. Okay. The.
Free.
Before emails, okay. The next topic free. Is fried rice.
Okay. Free.
And fried rice is making me really hungry because I could go for some right now. Is that like your voice acting demo?
No.
Because you know how people like make demos and stuff and they're always like commercials and things?
Oh yeah, well, okay.
Sure. You should do that.
That's my demo. It's one line.
Send it into
Smucker's jail. Smucker's jail. Jail.
Smucker's jail.
Heart disease. Jail.
Jam disease.
Jam disease. Fried rice.
Huh? Fried rice is good.
I don't know. Fried rice is on the list.
I like
fried
rice. Tasty. No, like no actor.
Peas?
No George Clooney.
Some people don't like peas.
I was thinking of putting Matt Damon in this.
Again?
Matt Damon.
Did we have him last time?
Yeah, he looked like a gremlin. Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon!
I just saw that recently.
Did you? Yeah. Sweet.
Well, I saw it before, but I
have an MP3 of that.
Matt Damon?
Yeah, just a little
Matt Damon!
So it's like a song, and then you just hear Matt Damon. Like, oh, it kind of throws you off.
Well, another movie I saw with
Matt Damon.
I saw Basketball.
Oh,
remember that movie?
Like
98? That was okay. I just saw it because of Matt Stone and Trey Parker, but it wasn't really.
Are they working on something?
I was gonna say Matt Damon was
no.
Oh
no, America.
That sucks. No. I love some
America. Oh no, we have to censor that.
Well, it's Phil's now.
All right, yeah.
I didn't even hear him. Whatever, I'll catch you.
So, what if I say the two?
No, no.
Don't say Phil's last name.
And the
I don't have a last name. I like Cher.
Do you know our area code, dude?
Yeah,
okay. What is it, Jude?
It's...
No!
It's not like it really matters.
It's not like it really...
Someone would come and hunt us down based on the area code. Alright.
Okay.
Fried rice.
We're pretty relaxed this time. I don't feel crazy right now.
I'm just tired.
Too much Rock Band.
I want to play Rock Band. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, let's finish up then. Can you
sushi.
Anything? Any last thing to say about fried rice?
Yeah, that's good.
It's good.
What do you like, chicken or beef?
With it.
Beef.
Chicken.
Chicken's good too, but I like
beef is better.
What kind of rice do you like? Sometimes they use like whole wheat for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had that before.
I don't know, it kind of just gets lost in like all the oil and
stuff.
I know,
all the oil and vegetables.
Sesame oil.
Remember that time we went for Chinese and then all we had left was the fried rice?
Yeah, Chris was like, come on guys, finish it. Me and Dirk are so full.
But I kept on going.
I forced myself to eat some more, but I couldn't go.
We had like half left, so I'm like, come on, guys.
Half a plate of fried rice.
I don't want sushi now. I want to go to Chinese.
You want some fried rice?
Yeah.
That's a Japanese.
I just want to get a big bowl of fried rice.
You have to finish it, though, this time.
I could do it now if we don't order the other stuff.
No,
but the beef is so good.
Yeah. Good call, Derek. Sizzling beef.
Yeah, we needed stuff.
Sizzling beef.
Oh, whatever.
All right, should we get to emails? All right, Chris, choose an instrument.
Celeste.
Take the violin.
This is a record, 48 minutes in, we're at emails.
Alright, baby.
But we got a good amount of emails, and some of them are kind of long.
Yeah, that's true.
Choose an instrument.
I don't know how.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty sick. Oh, that's awesome. Play the guitar.
I was going to put one more note to it.
Hey, it changed its reason.
There, I'm done. Sounds Chinese.
He told me. Mario.
All right. First
Power up. Wait.
Not as long as the other one, remember? Where Phil goes crazy.
Yeah, we just play guitar for like 5 minutes.
How do you play that on the piano, Phil? You're not stealth enough.
No one even knows what happened.
You should have been like, Phil.
Should have been video
there.
Podcasting.
Phil, check the time. How long are we going?
49 minutes.
Alright, let's go.
Let's wait one more minute. Just to get to 50.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you to the people sending emails this month. We got
this one's coming from.
We got some different people.
This one comes from.
This one comes from.
Phil's getting angry
now. He's gonna smash your face.
He's hungry.
Bring it.
Bring it!
Round one, fight!
Sounded like you died already. Like you slipped and fell over.
Sub-Zero tripped you. See, that loud, high-piercing scream is why we wanted Chris to be the woman in the intervention script.
Oh, no.
Because the mother has to, like, cry a lot, so... Crystal could be like,
Oh my ears.
It'd be so cool.
That was like, Igni was so awesome.
Shri- yeah, I love that screw. That's the best part. And when Derek's pulling your legs, he's like, ah! And he's like grabbing your legs. It just looks so funny with that screaming. So great. So great.
You should have done more foot shots. That was like the first foot shot ever.
Ever in any movie that we've done.
1080p.
Yeah, when are you going to make that?
High resolutions?
I'll make it soon. I have to use my sister's Mac.
Oh. Why?
Because the QuickTime, it just works a lot better with the Mac.
Oh yeah. Apple QuickTime. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, let's start the emails.
Paul McCartney. McCartney asked, how did you get an autographed picture of me? Well, Paul McCartney, you asked for it.
Power McCartney.
Power McCartney.
Okay, we're starting emails.
That's his emails. Name.
We're starting.
That should be the name of his kid.
Yeah. Come on, we can get our sushi the sooner we finish.
All right, okay.
Let's power through these. This one,
wrestling name,
Falcon Punch.
I am power.
Oh, dude, what is Smash Bros.
9th, right? March 9th.
Oh, okay, what? For sure.
What?
For sure.
Maybe.
Wait, what?
Hopefully, Smash Brothers.
Now I have a reason to use your friend code.
Yeah.
Aside from the texting.
Derek, yes. The day you get Smash Bros, tell me I'm coming over.
All right.
Rock it.
Are they gonna have a midnight? Midnight, like, no. Buying thing?
No. It's only Smash. It's on Halo.
I heard they're doing that in the States in some place, and they're having, like, tournaments in the stores.
Okay,
that's
maybe
possible.
Maybe a couple States. Places, but not like Halo, where it was everywhere.
There's a big run of Halo everywhere.
Because that would be cool to have a competition at the
same
time.
All right, first email.
This one comes from...
Falcon Punch! Chew Michael Ho! Did you play on DVD, Tenkaichi 3?
Oh, that was awesome. Pretty funny.
Chew Michael Ho!
That's a great fighting game.
Come here!
Just the whole system is awesome. But we talked about it in another podcast, so we won't.
We played online, all we did was Chumakuho. That's the name of a
one of the moves.
I smell chicken.
I know. Okay, first email.
This one comes from Joseph H.
Grandpa Joe.
Who cares who these people are? Send emails, they're fans, that's all that matters.
Worst Empire Street Sport.
Anyway.
This one says, Dear Whole Can Crew.
Hello, Whole Can Crew.
We're the Can family.
Is it W-H-O-L-E or is it O-L-E?
What?
W-H.
The proper hole.
Which is the
W-H-O-L-E.
The band?
Sadly, since I last emailed, my email writing profession has gone bankrupt. I'm the first to admit it wasn't a clever idea.
Check away my
face.
Black hole sign!
What's he saying?
Black hole sign!
Oh. Soundgarden.
In my head!
Wasn't.
In my
head! Stop the news.
Earning too.
In my head!
Much, and there.
Let him finish the damn thing! Otherwise, we'll be here for a very long time.
I wasn't earning too much, and there were other factors too. I'm not going to go into those right now. So you may find this email being a lot less professional. But here it goes. 1. Has anyone been injured in any of your productions, Trashmation included?
Phil has.
Yeah. Most of us have, actually.
Me too, I have too.
Mostly due to Alex during domestic dispute.
He
elbowed me in the eye.
Is this a lightning round?
No, it's just questions. He kicked Derek in the groin.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. I remember that.
He beat, in that same episode, he beat me up with a package of paper as well.
And what was it? What was the one where he pulled off your hat and you fell off your bike?
That was community service.
Oh.
But that wasn't in the movie, but when we were on our way.
And then the hat was still stuck on his head and Phil fell off.
I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Stupid Alex.
It turns off you're going to kill the batteries.
No.
No.
Don't turn it off.
Hey, what is that? Wait. What is that? Explain to the cat fans.
Oh, that's called a gong changer.
Gong?
See, it says gong.
Gong.
Yeah,
oh,
any,
that's
anyway.
What it is. It's
yeah,
like cool. A clip or something.
It's
clip changer.
It's a Super Sentai thing.
Chris, have you been injured?
Super Hentai what?
Sentai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
During productions in any way.
Chris, not even
Chris has been safe.
Wow. He hasn't worked with Alex, that's why.
Oh, I work with Alex, but stay away from me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because I can't, I don't
kill
you.
Chris, don't put up with
in our productions, we like... People either get hurt or we like to torture them just for like whatever they have
what
to do in the movie.
Alex versus Eric. That should have been a lot of
Oh yeah, Eric got Eric hurt in the head and then he was like, that's it, it's over.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not fun anymore.
Yeah, Eric got hurt there.
Punch.
Yeah.
Because they played with like actual swords or something.
It was, that wasn't smart.
That was
this big metal thing.
Yeah, they had a giant metal thing.
Was it a deep cut or just like a little scratch?
I don't think it was that.
It was just a little scratch.
They just put a band-aid on it.
He had like a...
But still, you know, had to stop because of that.
Like, it's over.
Game
it's funny because at that time he was like, watch the hands, boom, he hits him in the hands.
Well, yeah, he said that to Alex in that.
Yeah, he
told
said something
you to wash
that.
My hands.
So that's Alex again.
I'll do it.
Who else? No one else has really
are
been
there
hurt.
No
one's been
no,
injured in trash.
But we've been through a lot. Like, I remember that day it was really cold and Chris had to wear the t-shirt.
Oh,
Arthur
yeah.
had to wear the thin trench
and
coat.
You were there.
Yeah, you were there too.
It was Riddler.
Buddy.
You're lying on the ground.
Yeah.
But you didn't get a credit, did you?
Yeah.
A special thanks.
Special thanks for that buddy.
He wasn't credited as Riddler. He should have been.
Only one person was credited as Riddler, and that was Alex. But all the other people have gotten
really
did you get
thanks.
Injured in domestic dispute when you fought with Alex and he punched you in the stomach? Was that real? It looked kind of real.
No, actually.
Oh, the one he punches him when he keels over?
I don't recall.
Okay.
Yeah. How about when you had to climb the ladder?
That was funny.
Yeah.
Did that hurt?
I think
well, you fell off the ladder after you climbed it.
All right.
You know, well, the only close thing to injury was that when the beer was on my face.
Oh, right.
That was the closest thing to an injury, quote, that I've experienced. But, yeah, it
was
fun.
Was it cold though. When you were doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got up, my whole back was like, you know.
Yeah,
yeah if you saw it, there was still ice on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I slipped it, but no, I didn't. No, you know, I was okay.
Yeah,
how about during Sunny D? You guys didn't like bump into each other?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was just really hot.
Yeah,
yeah it was really hot.
And they had to run around for so long.
I know. Good game, Jude.
All right, next question. Who's your role model? All right, let's start with Jude. Who's your role model?
That's kind of an
Derek,
awkward question.
Who's your role model?
I'll copy them after.
Chris is my
role model.
Chris, who's your role model?
Phil.
My role model is Jude.
Mine's Phil.
Oh, mine's
Derek. Sorry, Derek.
He was role model.
I thought Chris said Derek.
No, Chris.
He said Phil.
No, oh, I was telling him to say
okay,
me.
So that's Derek then. Derek's amazing.
All right.
Awesome.
We're
respect.
Yeah.
We all admire each other.
Much props.
That's why we're good friends. That's what you need in friendships. You need admiration between everybody.
Yep.
Why are they your role model? Because of the admiration. Number four. If you were in a band, would it be Talking Heads? No, it'd be Generation Asthma.
Or Creamy with you.
No, because they're not even together anymore.
I know. And I don't really know Talking Heads, so I wouldn't be with them.
Okay.
And why would they ask us anyway? If not, why not? I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Number six. If not, what band would you be in? Generation Asthma.
Creamy with you.
See, you could have put these three questions in
SFC.
One.
SFC.
SFC.
Yeah.
Linkin Park.
Oh, cool.
I bet that's actually successful.
he wasn't specific enough.
You have to be the guy who raps, Jude.
Awesome. I love rapping. Rap in the shower.
So hard in your shower.
Yo.
That's not the rapping guy.
One thing.
I don't know why.
Pressure.
Dun,
now it's sub-41.
It's a lot of sin.
Alright, let's just end this email. I thank you and good night. You loving Grandpa, Grandpa Joe. P.S. It's late and I'm tired, okay?
What was it?
Is he really old?
He just... He just says, you know, it's me, thank you, blah, 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 blah.
Thanks for your questions.
Technobabble,
so
blah, blah, blah.
What's the question?
That's it.
That was his goodbye.
That's it. That's just the end.
That wasn't the next question, then.
I said, let's just end the email.
You said, let's end it with a question.
No, I said, let's just end this email.
No, okay,
I think I know what I said.
I think I know what you said.
I think I know.
Sometimes people talk and they don't know what they say.
Well, well, what a great audience.
Timmy! Timmy!
All right, this next email, we're only on number two.
Don't worry. That
took us 10 minutes to get through. Alright, this next one comes from Hikari S.
Who's Hikari S?
I don't know.
You sound like you're Japanese, Hikari.
Hey,
S.
Do you think that in the future...
Is your last name Suzuki?
Hey, we'll never Hikari read an email Suzuki. Without interruptions.
That's true, we won't. Actually,
hey,
I think maybe in the beginning.
Do you think, hey, do you think that in the future you guy can make a parody of Pee-wee and Blue combined? He's talking about Pee-wee's Playhouse and Blue's Clues.
Hey, okay. No, because you're not writing it properly. So, I don't know what you guy is. Is that someplace in China? You
but it's funny that it says make a parody of Pee and Blue combined. I mean, no, I have no
That's
interest.
Disgusting.
I have no interest Someone in Pee Wee's Playhouse or Blue's Clues, so I'm not gonna do that. And we're not really into the parodies anymore either.
Yeah, we are.
Not really. Like,
Batman?
Well, we're not doing Batman. Batman's let's over. Stop talking about Batman now.
No, I'll keep it alive.
Because there's like two Star questions here.
About Batman. Hugo asked about that.
Hugo D.
Oh, Hugo D.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you looked at our,
I thought you said the trailer was gonna come out. You
said
you're gonna
forget that. Forget that. If you looked at all the stuff we've done like the past year, really, there's real.
Yeah,
no
most of it's been PSAs now.
That's true.
PSAs and all the Trashmation is pretty original. And anything I've done was, like, written by Derek, mostly. So...
See, Derek's taking over.
Yeah.
Mindbox is coming back.
Phil's <No, laughs> the director.
And then, like, Derek will come up to Phil and be like, hey, I think Mindbox is a better name than Canon. Yeah, I think so, too.
All right.
You're the writer, I trust you.
All right, so, yeah, we're not going to do that. Sorry. You can do it yourself, though. It'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah, Hikari
S.
This next one...
Robin S.
This next email, thank you. This next email comes from Nick C.
Nick C?
Yeah.
N-I-C.
And this is about the Pokemon thing.
Okay.
He linked us to the Pokemon movie that isn't the one we uploaded. You know, when someone else stole it and uploaded it themselves. And he says, this is the video of the first one. Thank you, we know that. Is there more? If there isn't, will there be a sequel? Yes, there is more. If you go to our thing, there's part...
We already answered it.
There is a
already answered
Christmas Halo theme song.
Okay.
That's good enough for me. Good job, Chris. Good job. A plus. You passed music.
Anyway.
We already answered it.
There is a part two.
Phil, we already answered it.
No, we didn't. When did we answer it?
Yeah. No more Pokemon, stop it.
There is a part two, there's gonna be no more.
Okay, that's it. Next question.
Be respectful.
Pokemon.
Not when it comes to stupid questions like this.
Dr. Payne.
Hey, when's Alex gonna be in something?
Hey, when is Alex gonna be in something?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Nick C also says it is awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
We also think it is awesome.
When's Alex gonna be in something?
Really? It's funny that when we talk to the person, we look at the microphone as if
they're
listening to it right now.
It means we're looking at you right now.
Maybe.
So just whenever we answer a question, just think, wow, they're actually looking at me. Instead of looking at something else.
Like Jude Alex. Likes his gong changer.
That's awesome.
Dr. Payne says, do you ever feel you are making progress in how good you animate with each trash-imation you make?
No.
That's actually a pretty good question, Derek.
No.
No. Yes.
Elaborate.
And by yes, he means no.
And by no, he means yes.
Come on, English student.
Nothing, like, huge,
blah,
I guess.
Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, if you look back at Pokemon.
Chris is insanely bored with, like, every answer
I know,
we get.
Does
that Chris answer?
No.
But Chris doesn't animate anything.
He can answer on behalf of Derek.
So yeah, I did. I said no.
He said no.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Derek didn't agree with
me. Alright. Is that it? You got anything else to say?
I forgot what I was saying, so yeah, that's it.
Alright. This next one is a long email from Randimo Chica.
Oh, she's back?
Who's that?
She's some crazy lady. She posts like 250 things on the comments.
Let's see how long it takes to get through this one.
Different names, it was still her. What? Like, you know, on the comment thing on the site, she posted like 200 of them.
Oh, like
just basically talking to herself, but as different people.
I don't think she does that anymore.
Yeah, but
recently she does it.
She did that.
I don't know.
You did that, Randy.
So this is like pretty recent.
Huh?
This question's pretty recent.
Yeah.
This question.
I'll just say what kind of person.
She's been around for a while.
She's a crazy
lady. Really?
Yeah.
She never posts.
I bet she's like Tree Fitty.
She's not on the forum.
Oh, okay. Tree Fitty, I don't
know. She only posts on comments.
That's when I realized she was a Loch Ness Monster. For fun. Because I did think her.
Alright, let's read the email.
Okay. Are we really going to read it? I mean, Hugo D, we like, skipped all that long stuff, so why do we have to...
Well, let's see. I didn't read this, so I don't know what's in it.
Oh,
if it's anything,
Derek, did you read it?
No.
Oh.
Who cares? It's not like long. It's not like a book.
It is
a book.
Okay, let's get started.
Hey, guys. I just thought you guys should have
American
questions. So here goes.
Guys.
What does the Filipino shirt say?
Pinoy.
No idea what you're talking about.
Pinoy! It says Pinoy! Pinoy!
Alright.
Pinoy?
I saw this, like, all Filipino thing. It was a program in the morning one time.
Yeah, I know those.
That was funny.
Okay. That's right.
That was,
did you see the Filipino awards? No.
Filipino awards.
I would like to
Filipino of the year.
Yeah, there was. Some
serious
guy.
Wow. Yeah, was it the guy from Black Eyed Peas?
No. Oh, some comedian. He talks about how he raps. And he's a comedian.
Cool.
Is it
in like Canada or is it like?
It's probably just in Canada, in the Toronto area.
Yeah, and I saw a Filipino band playing.
Kuya.
No, I don't know, but the girl had a shirt that said 100% Pinoy. It's funny.
Take that off your shirt.
All right.
Ew.
I would like to point out
to be 100% Pinoy.
All right.
I don't, and Phil's not. He's 50%
Pinoy.
No, I can't.
All right,
so like
continuing with her email.
I forget.
Or you want to be an Oreo.
I would like to point out that my boyfriend is fully bemused by my fixation with your site.
You don't have a boyfriend.
According to him, I think you guys are funnier than he is.
No, why are you lying?
I don't know if you should say that. Anyway,
say what? Say what?
She says, according to him, I think you guys are funnier than he is. Oh, that's what he thinks. Well, he hates you.
Well,
which is true, but he shouldn't be able to guess that anyway.
Oh.
That's just a general statement of life. That isn't a question.
Is she like 13?
Ask a question.
I don't know. You guys had a video contest and I was not informed. I am now unhappy. Well, you should go to the forums.
Too bad for you.
Yeah.
Do you think the Virgin Islands should have caucuses? Explain. No.
Yes.
Guar, have you heard of them? Yes.
Yes.
What did you name that creepily girly dog who apparently made male Bailey?
Oh,
why did you name him Bailey?
My dog?
No, she was saying, why did you name the dog Bailey?
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
It's like he's doomed for a gay man's hand.
Yes.
That's pretty.
She's got some fire on
her.
I know, that's like a Dr. King thing, you know, where he makes fun of you. Whatever, man, you're pretty mean.
All right, yeah, that's not
you're
nice.
You're gay. That's you're
sick him, Bailey.
More like a girlfriend.
Just a suggestion, but you should host a video conference with people from the con.
How about you shut up?
The con.
No, video conference?
Like,
we're here. What do?
No, she wants like a big table.
Oh,
and
maybe
a projection screen over there.
Maybe she wants to see us.
But we could just get together. We don't need videos. Anyway, that would be really funny, and I would actually enjoy speaking to the only Canadians I keep in regular contact.
How about you shut up? That was an idea. I'm so funny.
The opinions of Chris do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the can of nothing.
Pretending I'm different people. You're so cool.
I slap you. Travis Barker should never be confused. He has way too much cool ink.
No, he doesn't. He joined that stupid transplants people. Gangsters and thugs. Some of my friends sell records.
He was in the Aquabats, so I like him.
Sell drugs. That was like the worst band ever.
He does the remixes of that, like, all those songs on YouTube.
Terrible. I don't care about Travis Barker.
No, Travis Barker pre Blink-182 is okay.
Oh, okay.
How does one go about being too Polish?
How does one shut up?
No one should.
The opinions of Chris do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the can of nothing.
You
wouldn't know. You're going to get banned for the podcast.
I think she's talking about our rock band playing now. You butchered The Clash. I didn't think it could be done, but then you went out there and you just annihilated them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who's The Clash?
Okay,
yeah,
Chris.
See, exactly.
She's making fun of us now, so
Who's
Chris, go for it.
What?
She's making fun of us, so you say something back.
How about you shut up? Okay. How about you come here and you shut up? Or how about you just stay wherever you are and just shut up?
All right. Shut up. My best friend Walker would like to know if there were shrooms
Walker,
in the chips.
Walker, Texas Ranger. See?
Oh my god.
Oh, this, you're so original because you have no friends.
This is an inappropriate question, but he would appreciate an answer.
Yeah, it's a he too. Freaking.
Why do we have mushrooms in our chips?
What?
Why do you have Texas?
Talking, like, in our video podcast, we were eating chips. So. Right. She's, and I guess apparently we were acting crazy, so she wants to know.
Oh,
if we're
shrooms, a drug joke.
Yeah.
Oh, cool guy. Yo, props. Dude, props. Drug joke. Props.
Yo, G.
I thought it was a Mario reference or something.
Bro.
I was so stoked on that shrooms joke.
So cash.
All right, we're almost done. We're almost done with email. Let's go.
So cash.
She says.
I was like, whoa. And everything was like, baby.
I was like, hey, baby.
She says, Blu-ray is the ultimate evil. How can you? Leroy Jenkins, do you guys, with your ultimately cool musical talents, any cello solos? No. Or could you possibly find them for me?
Are there question marks?
Lots. And by solos, I mean modern stuff that would be considered remotely cool. What? Cellos are cool anyway. Please assist. Maybe I... Come on. Let's finish it.
Just skip it.
Maybe I can do a soundtrack for a video or something. How's that sound? You should send them via email if you can. Thank you so much. Next email.
Where's the pig?
Okay, this is the best email. This email comes from Zekieri. Hi, Ken of Nothing. My name is Zekieri. I'm from the Philippines, and Philip is my cousin, Zekieri.
Yay. Did you just email that yourself, though?
Derek.
Phil was there. Yeah, we're like, let's send an email to ourselves. We have a kind of security.
Okay, go on.
That's it.
That's the question. It's not even a question.
I didn't know you had family.
That's awesome.
Podcast over.
Yeah.
Next one comes from Strider.
What? I thought that was the end of it. You should have ended it with that one. That would have been more fun.
Strider's the guy with that Protoss in his...
Yeah.
That's a cool picture.
The video game?
I think so.
Strider here, you
forget. He changed it again.
Oh.
All right, this is Strider says, when will the second What's Yours Is Mine going to come out? Mention me if you answer this one.
I thought he said Hugo Diaz.
He did.
Okay, we talked about this in another podcast. It's... on indefinite hiatus.
Which means it's coming out soon!
Yeah.
Look
we
out
said,
for it.
We also said we're not going to talk about it unless there is something to say, so...
Yeah, like
whatever.
When's it coming out?
But he's new.
Yeah, okay.
I can talk about it. So. Yes, answer me!
So catch up on the podcast.
Yes, answer me.
Alright, this last email. This one comes from Hugo D. Hugo says, hiya!
Jude's not answering any of these.
I can't really answer that.
Well, you just be like me and just say stupid stuff.
I'll give my opinion.
Well, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting that we actually got a lot of questions to do with the site and what we do, rather than just like, "Hey, what do you think of this?" Which
you
know, either kind of question
How about
is okay.
Shut up.
Interesting that we got
asking
a lot
that
of
question.
All
right,
Derek, you want to read the last one?
Sure.
I'm getting tired.
I'm hungry. Do you want music for the lightning round?
Okay. I'm just tired.
Hugo D. Hiya. Lightning round. One.
See, it's good when Derek reads emails. He can just go through them.
Niner, normal cola.
Normal.
Ow.
Paper cut. True, favorite world war.
I don't enjoy war.
I don't really. Yeah.
World War Black. That's what I mean.
World War Black.
We're not
when the black people fought.
World War
Z. Three, East Side or West Side?
West side.
East.
We're Asian, we have to
say. That's it, this one. So I'm not really thirsty for knowledge right now, but I still like to know if you've made any sort of progress in Batman.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Alright, we just answered something about that.
We just talked.
Please, everybody do not ask about Batman. If we want you to ask about Batman, we'll say so.
Is this becoming like the Pokemon thing?
I know, stop it.
So didn't you say that all repetitive questions won't be asked? Well, we just won't ask. Like,
yeah, next person who asked that, we're just scrapping your entire email.
Oh.
So
the opinions of a cat of nothing do not reflect Chris.
Not that it matters for Chris anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Chris isn't kidding.
Yeah,
at all.
So that's it for emails.
No, Justin?
No, there's still questions.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry.
Books.
Is it about a book? Oh.
There's this book called The Giver. I found it not too long, but I found it weird. It's about this seemingly utopian dystopian society where everyone's roles.
Yeah, that in grade everyone in high school has to read
bad in the end. It's supposed to be for ages 8 and up, but there's a lot of issues in the book that the kids wouldn't understand.
But I mean, what?
I used to think that book was called The Guyver, like the show Guyver.
MacGyver.
Like MacGyver or
MacGyver? MacGyver. MacGyver, the Japanese thing.
Oh, okay. The Giver.
Jude Pinto Giver.
I like Jude Pinto Giver.
Good stuff.
And videos. The Legend of Chuck Norris on YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
What's that?
That's The Legend of
Chuck Norris is cool.
Oh, he's not.
The fight with Bruce Lee where he loses? Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
That's because you like an Asian guy being a
white guy. I'm racist.
Racism.
Return of the Dragon?
Is it? I think so. Or Chuck Norris wearing the white pants.
And he fights Bruce Lee. Yeah.
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 And he gets like chest hair torn off.
I saw Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
But the ending is so anticlimactic.
How old
Bruce
is
Lee just grabs
bones?
His head and he's like, ah! And he just dies.
But that's what Bruce Lee does.
I guess.
Like, with Bruce Lee, you can't have all this drama in the fight. You just do what has to be done.
Like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Yes.
When he breaks your
but
leg.
Like Bruce, like, Bruce Lee wants
I
to show his
TV
his techniques.
I remember that one where it was him in the thing, in the mainframe, and he had two other shots. One was from the back. And then the other one from like from where the camera was like, look, now you see me off screen. And you see him killing some like intern person. Oh, Will Sasso. Like that one where he did the hardware construction stuff. And then whenever he tried to like cut something, he'd always like cut off his finger or something.
No.
Oh. Ouch, my pride.
My pride.
Alright, so
anything else?
Any last things to say?
How about you shut up?
Why am I tired from this?
You didn't even talk about
so much work.
I'm tired.
I'm laughing.
You're absorbing my energy.
Alright, so this was a decent podcast.
We all get fooled again.
Should we play a song now? End it.
What?
Dude, what do you have to say to your fans? A lot of people like you.
No, they don't.
Who likes them?
Exactly.
People like seeing them in movies.
Like who?
Everybody.
Like who? Come
everybody.
On.
There is no
come
one.
On.
I'm hardly in anything, so how can they like me?
Everybody loves Jude. You're all over the forum. Everyone says Jude Pinto.
That's a smart comment.
They're probably so pissed off.
Nah.
Oh,
they love it. Only like
I love it.
Eric doesn't like it. He'll make some kind of weird E to avoid saying Jude Pinto.
That's
the
brackets.
Pound sign, isn't it?
Yeah, the pound sign.
It's because he's not there that much. He's not used to it like we are.
Oh,
yeah.
Does he even visit?
But he's
the
like he's so stubborn that he keeps on doing it.
Yeah,
too bad for him.
Does he still visit the forums? No.
Like once
he came back when
Alex
came, and then when Alex left.
Alex came for like one day, and that's it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Eric wanted to start another debate thing.
Oh,
yeah. I was looking
that.
Forward to that, but then Alex never replied enough.
They talk about like too much politics.
And then Hugo D starts like debate with him. I'm like, you're not Alex. Yeah. And then Alex came, and I was like, oh, that's great.
Derek should debate with that.
Freeze Pop.
Freeze
Pop. Which song?
Doobie 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 doobie
doobie. I love it. Brain
Gwen
power.
Stefani.
Brain power.
All right.
All right, so we're going to end the podcast now.
We're going to play Rock Band.
And right, but we're going to get some food.
We're going to destroy the Clash some more.
Annihilate.
All right, here we go.
Annihilate.
Brain power.
Okay.
Okay.
I love it.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You.
Shut up.
You.
Ella.
You.